to smash up the whole front of the store. That is all the time we have for this week on the Tell Mikey D, coming your way right now. Until next time, have a very happy Labor Day and stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to
see. One day we're gonna control. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
Cape. Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. I can't wait to cart this.
That is an outro and a half. It's Dummy by The Big Lonesome. Of course, it's a local Boston band because that's all I'm playing for the next 3 hours. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I apologize about that. You know, I'm a little rusty. I come in once a month, but I do play awesome music. I'm going to take you back for this one. This is Come off the record Gently Down the Stream. This is called One Piece.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I Want You, and that song's called Some Physics. If you like what you heard, you can hear them this Friday. They're going to be playing with the Spearman C and the Nimbleines at the Jungle in Somerville. There's tons of live music. Patrick and Lils are going to come up around 10:15 or so, and they have the concert report for you. It's pretty in-depth look at the week ahead, so that's cool. Before the I Want You, I played Trabants. They're brilliant. Nel Cuore di una Terra Selvaggia. That's the name of their record. And the track's called The Truel. And classic Boston music, Come One Piece on Matador Records, Gently Down the Stream. And we started the show with The Big Lonesome. Now Matt York's brand new track. It's called Permanent Crush. It's on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. Through all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments, you're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing, and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You loved me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sinned. I'm out of my head. but I keep hanging around. I'm gonna love you till all of these ships that burn down. I ain't asking for much. You're my permanent crush. I'm gonna love you till all of this falls to the ground. Keep hanging round. I'm gonna love you till all of this shit's to burn down. I ain't asking for much. You're my permanent crush. I'm gonna love you till all of this falls to the ground.
Just spent pretending to play in
F-R-E-E-Z-E-P-O-P.
Email me to GetFreezePop.net. 1.7 gigs of spam is what you'll get. Silver slacks and tight t-shirt and cyber sneaks. A resonating filter is what I will treat. Sleeping about 18 hours a day. Gotta have bed to come and play my.
Game. 8.7 0. 7 0.
Day Lilies, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D, 3 hours of awesome Boston music. Before the Day Lilies, Freeze Pop Forever, one of my favorite tracks of all time, and much more to come, including a live performance by Jane of this band that I'm about to play for you. Actually, I had it all queued up, but let me tell you a little bit about what else we have going on before Jane plays from Poor Eliza in Studio D at 10:30. At 10:15, we will have the concert report from Patrick and Lils. And I finally have pulled up exactly what I wanted to play earlier. Thank goodness. This is Good Doctor by Poor Eliza. Chain will perform live in Studio D at 10:30.
hospital. Green, green leaves falling from the trees. There's a disease going around the hospital. Green, green leaves falling from the trees. You gotta run away. You gotta spend.
That is a world premiere of brand new Guillermo Sexo music. That is an unreleased demo. It was supposed to be a totally different type of project, but Ruben Betsack and company decided to go the Guillermo Sexo route, and that's what you get. It's called Tourist of the Mind. You can see and hear more from them in the coming months because Ruben moved back to Boston. So I'm officially playing his music, and it's actually Boston music once again. Jason Lane, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Lots of stuff coming up at 10:15. We have the concert report. We got Jane from Poor Eliza live in Studio D at 10:30. I'll be speaking to her about her latest and greatest right after the set. But until then, actually, I should probably backsell the songs that I played earlier as well. We did the Lemonheads and, of course, Poor Eliza back there as well. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. They'll be performing with the Daylilies, who I also played back there, and Power Slut. That happens Saturday at the Jungle Music Club in Somerville. I am going to play Reckless by the gang, Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. Now, it's On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Jason Lane. Stick around.
As they come. to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
WMFO Medford.
Blind king on the hill, you get.